Well, Palestinian fighters have launched more rockets into Israel in retaliation for the bombardment of Gaza. The armed wing of Hamas, the Al-Qassam Brigades, launched rockets at Haifa, Tel Aviv, Rishon LeZion, Ashkelon, and several other cities, causing casualties. Palestinian fighters also fired over a dozen rockets at Ashdod and Hatzor Air Base in central Israel. The Al-Qassam Brigades also targeted the city of Nahariya, 170 kilometers from Gaza, and Israel's Palmachim Air Force Base, located north of the cities of Rishon LeZion and Yavne on the Mediterranean Sea. Hamas says it will step up its attacks on Israel using new and more powerful missiles. To get the latest on the situation in Gaza itself, we're now joined by Akram Al-Sattari, Press TV's correspondent, who is joining us live now via satellite. Akram, what is the latest?
Well, the Israeli air bombardments continue to bring harm and destruction to the people and to the assets in the Gaza Strip. Israeli air forces have just targeted two different places, one in the Gaza north in Rafah city, in the Gaza south in Rafah city, and the other one in the Gaza north in Jabalia, causing six casualties. Israel continues to target open areas, agricultural areas. And when they are targeting the agricultural areas, they are claiming they are targeting the rocket launchers and trying to intercept the Palestinian rockets that are falling into Palestine occupied 48 continuously ever since the escalation erupted 7 days ago.
And Akram, tell us about these rockets that are being launched in retaliation by Palestinian resistance fighters.
Well, throughout the whole night, last night and even this morning, I personally could hear the rockets being launched from different places in the Gaza Strip, from different locations, and they have been falling continuously, parade of different rockets with different range, targeting different cities and with different range also, and with different ranges in Palestine occupied 48. Israel have been targeting open areas and saying they are trying to intercept those rockets and trying to alleviate the suffering that is incurred to the Israeli citizens according to those rockets. But they failed till now to stop the rockets coming from Gaza. And I was watching the Israeli media just a few seconds before I joined this news bulletin. And the headline for today in Ma'ariv, which is one of the largest Israeli mainstream newspapers that has an online edition, they are saying the failure is compound. Israel is failing to intercept rockets, is failing to bring an end to the ongoing fire, not by military means and not by political means. They are struggling. They are trying to look like they are having the upper hand in this ongoing war, but they are not. They're targeting Palestinian population. They are failing to target Palestinian fighters who are launching the rockets toward Palestine occupied 48. So the image is very clear. They are failing. They are promoting fake success. They are trying to negotiate through Americans and through that America took, as have been stated in their media, to the Qataris and to the Turkeys. But the situation is still volatile and the war is still ongoing and they are failing to bring a decisive end to what's going on.
Okay, Akram, thanks very much for that. That was Akram Al-Sattari speaking to us live from the Gaza Strip.